From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man, we pick up where we ended on our previous broadcast and present more of an episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank is talking with Dr. Bob Fu, a former dissident and pastor of an illegal underground church in China, and author of God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. Let's now join Hank Hanegraaff and Dr. Bob Fu in their conversation.
You mentioned this great explosion of Christianity in the midst of persecution, so that there are now some 100 million Christians in China. But many of those Christians are subjugated to a communist kind of Christianity. They're not part of the house church movement. Rather, they're part of the three self church. I want to get a little bit of a perspective from you in terms of how you see the three self church as opposed to the house church movement. The difference is, if you look at a three self movement church, part of the patriotic movement supposedly in China, is that controlled ostensibly by communist Chinese leaders?
Yes, absolutely. Let me answer you with the illustration. You know, in the book of Ephesians, Jesus described the church as his bride, right? It's like a married couple. So the difference between the house church and so-called three self is like, you know, this is that the house church is trying every way to be a faithful bride with only one husband, that is Jesus Christ alone. But the government controlled three self church, they are imposed willingly or unwillingly with a new husband or second husband. And basically it's an adulterous marriage if they still try to honor Jesus Christ at all. So some of the believers undoubtedly who chose to go to the three self church are, you know, saved Christians, but compromised. And I think this new movement served as a testing time because Xi Jinping started even testing the government-sanctioned churches. So many government-sanctioned churches start receiving the order that you either really honor Xi Jinping on the pulpit by singing Communist Party revolutionary songs and put a portrait of Xi Jinping on your pulpit and waving Communist Party flag in your church, or you will be destroyed. So that's a testing time showing really now that many Chinese church are the government sanctioned churches actually after this new wave of purification by the Chinese Communist Party in his persecution form. Many of them were disbanded, destroyed, and many of the believers finally had a wake-up call. They realized that they can't rely really anti-Christ Communist Party political organization for safety, for protection, for legalization, because once you depend on this husband by committing adultery and then he wants to own you, he wants to kick out Jesus Christ from the picture or make it a fake Jesus, like a so-called sanitization. So you can't really worship the Lord as a real Lord at all. I think that is the fundamental difference. When in 1994, I remembered when I was in the Three Self Church in Beijing, that's the incident prompted me actually start the establishing house church in Beijing. And that one Sunday, that Three Self Church pastor was 70 some years old, because he's secretly baptizing so many students under 18 years old, or even college students, discipleship, working with the South Korean missionaries, the government funded. And at that time, they didn't arrest him. They basically, on Sunday, declared his forced retirement. But to our surprise, the pastor on Sunday night escaped from his kind of house monitoring system He went to the church corridor and waited on the backstage. So when the government made the announcement, he walked onto the stage from the back and he stunned the whole congregation. And then with the thousands of eyes watching, the Chinese security forcefully took over the microphone and basically pushed him out. His wife was pushed down, had heart attack. I was there that day, and we quickly brought his wife, tried to get a taxi outside the church to go to the emergency room. But no taxis even allowed. We called the China's 911. But as soon as they heard it's from this called Gangwashi Church, they immediately came off. So we later learned that the 500, the Chinese plainclothes military police were installed in that first 10 kind of columns, in the 10 benches in the church building. The communist government was ready to have a bloody massacre. I mean, crackdown that morning, if any believers were found like rebellious or tried to argue with them. So two of them were arrested just because they tried to calm down the government agents not to hurt the pastor's wife. And so that morning I saw Caesar replaced God on the church platform, on the pulpit. I mean, Caesar at least declares, wants to be God. They want to control who to preach, what to preach, when to preach, and the content. Now, you know, the sinicization is basically a new attempt, try to change your faith with the ultimate purpose to destroy your faith.
How interested is the Chinese government in silencing your voice? I mean, here you're a person that knows intimately what's going on in China. You're seeking to do something about it. How big a threat are you? And I also, in asking that question, want to talk about the changing context within the United States of America, because when you started China Aid, you had presidents of the United States were very interested in religious freedom. They were interested in what was happening to persecuted Christians. And now the context seems to be changing. And not only that, but you have great economic forces that would love to silence people like you, because just like the NBA and other major institutions, China is a huge market for them.
Yes, Hank. I mean, we live in a dramatic different time. You know, back to President Bush's time, certainly, you know, he has been very, very vocal on advancing religious freedom. And he told me, you know, personally, in private, basically said that he purposely every time schedule his time visiting China by crossing a Saturday, Sunday, so that he can go to a church. And at his last visit, he was even asking me to arrange a prayer meeting with some house church leaders. It almost happened till the last moment. The president, Hu Jintao, at the time, basically vetoed that. So for that, President Bush said that he would, you know, never go to China. I mean, basically after he was retired from the Oval Office, despite of multiple invitations with, you know, millions of dollars of speaking fees, he said they wouldn't even allow me to have a prayer meeting. You know, we already set that up. I mean, the prayer meeting was supposed even to happen in the government-sanctioned church kind of office. And the National Security Council, Bush, the advance team, they all working with me basically set that up. And he also spoken loudly. And then during the President Obama's time, religious freedom became really the bottom line of, even among the liberal leftist NGO organizations would admit that. And then, of course, during the President Trump's time, I mean, he has become the most vocal supporter of religious freedom, not only just speaking. I mean, he became the first president, even set up an annual ministerial for international religious freedom in the State Department, chaired by Pompeo, Vice President Pence, and inviting me and some leaders to his office. And President Trump, even in the Oval Office, met with the survivors of religious persecution. And what a sea change in comparison. I mean, this week we had this world's largest religious freedom gathering with the former ambassador on religious freedom in the State Department, Sam Brownback, and a Democrat NGO leader, Dr. Katrina Lantos-Sweat, you know, who's the daughter of the late Congressman Tom Lantos, the only Jewish Holocaust survivor serving in Congress. And they jointly made appeal to President Biden to offer a meeting with these victims from concentration camps.
Stay right there. We'll be back soon to rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with Dr. Bob Fu. God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom by Dr. Bob Fu, will inspire you to boldly proclaim and live out your faith in a world that is at times indifferent and at other times murderously hostile to those who spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. To receive a copy of God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal, just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
Here again are Hank Hanegraaff and his guest, Dr. Bob Fu, as they continue their conversation.
We had this world largest religious freedom gathering, and they made appeal to President Biden to at least just offer a meeting with these victims from concentration camps, survivors of the concentration camp. Like, my family we rescued, the mother spent 15 months in concentration camp. And eyewitnessing firsthand the forced prostitution, I mean, gun rape systematically in the concentration camp. And nobody was just denied plainly. And neither the vice president nor even the Secretary of State Blinken, nor Speaker Pelosi, none of them showed up in person. I mean, some of them, like Blinken and Pelosi, did record a video. So that is kind of, to them, maybe a great contribution. But this is a very worrisome thing. I mean, so the Communist Party of China is observing. I mean, they know they can't mess up with Trump, but now they are emboldened. I think they're lecturing the Americans in Alaska. You saw that moment when the Chinese foreign minister was pointing finger, lecture the U.S. Secretary of State and National Security Advisor on the same table. And I mean, this is serious, but at least I see a very big bipartisan effort in Congress are still wanting to advance religious freedom. And partially, Hank, you touched on the enormous lobbyist business interest in China by the American greedy corporations. I mean, Congressman Wolf was attended one of our events this week, and he basically said during the Reagan time, I mean, only like one law firm tried to lobby, you know, signed a contract in Washington, D.C. to lobby for former Soviet Union after President Reagan publicly shamed them and, you know, shut it down. And that firm immediately shot it, that contract. No lobbyist would represent former Soviet Union. But today in this Washington, D.C., the capital city, you can find lobbyists from both Democrats and Republicans, high-level former Speaker Don Banner is representing lobbyists for China's surveillance companies, and former Vice President candidate Senator Joe Lieberman, a Jew, would represent ZTE, these telecommunication companies who were found violent the U.S. sanction against Iran. I mean, who is the largest enemy to Iran? It's Israel. I mean, so you have lobbyists are filled everywhere in this town. I mean, they're taking money from China. Their universities are building the Confucius Institute, inviting the Chinese spying operators into our university campus simply, you know, because they are paid by the Communist Party as a free deal. And you have the penetrations of the Chinese spies everywhere, really. I mean, you have even my own home. Last year, we were exiled from our own home for 2 months with the help of the FBI and local law enforcement after we had a Chinese Communist Party invasion into our neighborhood. Every day between 10, 20 to 80, 90 communist so-called protesters occupied our street in front of our house, basically holding a banner and everyone from 9 to 4 and shouting cursing slogans and eradication campaign, try to remove and kill me. And so that is happening in our own society. So the Communist Party from China, their spies, their aggressors are operating very actively, visibly in our own cities, in our own townships. So the NBA and Hollywood, NBA organizations, all these lobbyist greedy corporations, just simply for their own dollar's sake, and they basically are selling out their souls, unfortunately. That's the reality, sadly.
That is the reality. Are you more concerned about Christianity in the West or Christianity in the East? In other words, persecution in China has not eradicated the church. It's actually spurred the growth of the church. On the other hand, you have an anemic church in Western civilization that is very willing to capitulate to many of the forces that are leading us towards communism, leading us towards the destruction of a civilization that was the greatest mission-sending force in the history of the world. So you have two different things going on. You have the persecution of the Chinese Christians and a growing church in China. On the other hand, in the West, you have apathy. Apathetic Christians who are more interested in their own comfort than they are in the perpetuation of the faith once for all delivered to the saints.
Oh, absolutely, Hank. I just give you a quote I just received during a conversation from a persecuted Christian in Beijing. Her husband has suffered tremendous torture just simply because of being a Christian human rights lawyer. And she said, "We, the Chinese Christians, we are not afraid of persecution. What we are afraid most is the loathing, the spirit of the fear of the Lord and the presence of the Lord." So I paraphrase that in English. Basically, you know, that is happening in the West. I just feel, you know, as Billy Graham once said, that maybe the largest atheist group, not outside the church, is inside the church. I think you can practice your rituals. You can even faithfully attending a church service. But if your heart is not really honoring Christ as your Lord, not only in the church building for 45 minutes, but 24/7, and not only in the building, but everywhere you go, not only private, but in public, I think that is the biggest fear. The church has been losing the flavor of salt. And if you don't have light, then how can we be a city on the hill and a light in the darkness? So that is the most tragic. I mean, I think, of course, you know, the leftists, the liberal, they are very aggressive. They now have the raw power in all kinds of ways, Congress, executive branches, even judges. And but we're not launching a war against, you know, flesh and blood. It's a spiritual war. And if we lose the Lord prescribed our spiritual war uniforms, how can we expect we will win the war? Ultimately, you know, Christ has won the war. But, you know, this Western Christianity always talk about cultural wars. And if we have the same level of divorce rate and the same level of domestic abuse, same degree of, you know, holder of China pornography in the church as in outside the church, we lost the light and salt. I mean, we lost our witness because of less, we are not afraid of fear of the Lord anymore. And I think that is already reflected in our American culture. I have been in the U.S. since 1997, so this is the 24th year. And I say even in the past 20 years, actually even in the past 2 years, the kind of dramatic change of American culture, I mean, is very scary. So maybe the Lord tried to use this time to challenge our faith. Some will be tested and become stronger. Some will fall. I think maybe that is the good intention of the Lord by this new wave of discrimination, at least. And some even church pastors arrested for opening churches during the COVID, and they wouldn't arrest anybody who goes to the bar, go to Walmart. I mean, like go to a gambling station as an essential business of opening. So that's kind of maybe we have to think about that. We have to be prepared, maybe some of the good lessons we can learn from the persecuted church. And I mean, persecuted church is not just a perfect church like any institutional churches, but the spirit of it is to honor Christ and Christ alone. Only Him as the head of the church, as the Lord of everything in our life. I think that is the key for the presence of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff and his guest, Dr. Bob Fu, a former dissident and pastor of an illegal underground church in China and author of God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. To hear this Hank Unplugged podcast interview in its entirety, go to equip.org, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand CRI's life-changing outreaches, Hank would like to send you the book, God's Double Agent, the true story of a Chinese Christian's fight for freedom. Call a resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website, equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org.